Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about Conway's Law and Organizational Communication. Now, what is Conway's Law? It comes from a 1967 paper by Melvin E. Conway, and the basic idea is that organizations tend to design products that reflect their internal communication structures. To put it another way, Conway's Law implies that the quality of a product or service is reflected in and linked to the working methods of the business that produces it. This means that successful product or service design depends on communication between designers, product owners, marketing, and sales, not to mention customers who should have a strong influence on the creation process. This highlights the importance of effective communication within an organization. If everyone isn't on the same page, it'll be difficult to innovate, grow, and create a service or product that meets everyone's needs. This is why some projects are more successful than others. If the team is working on a project and has good communication and a well-designed system, they're more likely to create better outcomes. It's important to identify those areas where communication structures are ineffective and where it's impacting the success of new endeavors. And Conway would argue if you want to change how a company communicates, you must change how it's organized. Yet companies aren't in the position to implement a complete organizational upheaval and often just throw technology at it instead. So a more immediate and cost-effective approach is to address the four common negative behaviors which permeate almost all communication systems. One, obstruction, a delay or political barrier in communication between different parts of the organization. In short, different departments or teams are working on together a project, but communicating poorly and becoming siloed. Two, ambiguity, when different people have different conflicting ideas about what the final product or service should look like, it can be difficult to come to a consensus and create an outcome that everybody's happy with. Number three, blind bias, when someone in a position of power makes decisions without considering others. This results in production problems and an unhappy team that feels unheard and undervalued. And four, elitism, when decision makers think the opinions of those lower than them in the organization don't matter. Not only does this organization miss out on potentially brilliant ideas, but junior staff may feel less valued, leading to high turnover and low productivity. While it's very difficult for organizations to change established communication structures, you can address and correct the behaviors that aggravate the situation. In short, successful product and service design is much more about communication, culture, and alignment than simply great ideas. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening. I look forward to having you back next time.